Good morning again. Turn to your Bibles, please, to Psalm 106.
Will you move that mic up like that one? Oh, sure.
Psalm 106. It's great to be together, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Amen. We certainly did. We were in Los Angeles with our son and his family. We got back last night. I would tell you it was 80 degrees and sunshiny, but you might be discouraged by that, so I won't tell you that. Hey, we love New Jersey. We have real seasons in New Jersey. But we had a great time. We're great to be home. It's great to be home. It's great to be with each other here. I know we have a lot of people out of town for this weekend. We got a lot of you visiting, as Russ said, and we're very glad to have you with us. It's just been a great worship service, great singing. You know, we started off with the first song, His Love Endures Forever. Give thanks to the Lord, His love endures forever. And I'm going to read you a couple of verses from these Psalms, and you'll get a theme here. Psalm 106, the first verse, praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Let's say it together. His love endures forever. Look over at Psalm 107, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Together, His love endures forever. Down in verse 8, he says, let us give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for all men. Verse 15, let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love. In between here, he's recounted some of the things that God had done for His people. And as he continues, verse 21, let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love. Verse 31, let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love, His wonderful deeds for man. Even in the Old Testament, before they understood about Jesus and the cross, they were charged to give thanks to the Lord. And certainly it honors God, but it changes our hearts as we give thanks to the Lord. A few years ago, we kind of started what I think has become a Thanksgiving Sunday tradition here in New Jersey, that we have some time simply giving thanks to the Lord. And that's really what we're going to do today. You've noticed our mics are moved up a little bit. If you remember last year, what we're asking you to do is to give thanks to the Lord. And let me set up a little kind of guidelines, and then we're going to ask some of you to come and give thanks to the Lord. First of all, we ask that just be the members of our congregation. If you're our guest here, we're glad you're here, and we hope you have stuff to be grateful for. But we're asking just those of you who are part of our congregation here for about 1 minute. That's like about, 60 seconds. I mean, we're not going to be timing you, but we might come and bump you aside. We got a lot of things to be thankful for, but we want to ask you, what are you thankful to God for? When we did this last year, it was so inspiring. And if you just come and line up on both sides, we'll go from one mic to the other right quickly, and it'll be a real quick transition. So who wants to come forward? And I'll have to cut it off probably even while people are still up here for the sake of our people teaching our kids. Come on. I know last year's like nobody came for a while. And then they started, just come up and line up. And we'll go one side, the other side, back and forth. So when one finishes, the other starts. Some of you line up on this side. We'll kind of keep it even a little bit. And again, just very briefly, but what you're thankful to God for. Okay, Margie, start us off, then Allison will just bounce back.
I am grateful for mi esposo, and mi hijos, and mi hija, and the Hope Scouts!
I'm very thankful that my family and I are here in New Jersey, that my husband became a disciple 26 years ago, that my son became a disciple in 2014, my daughter became a disciple in 2015. I'm really, really grateful.
Amen. Yeah, I'm just grateful for my family, my boys that I have now with me, my wife, Just thank you to God for my salvation, for rescuing me more than once. I'm just so grateful. Thank
Amen.
You, God.
Good morning, church. Right. I am so grateful to be a disciple. I am so grateful for growing in Him, God's transformation in my character. I'm grateful for my small group. I'm grateful for Carla Ruiz, who disciples me and just helps me to grow in Him. I'm just grateful for His love and how He helps me to learn how to love others. Thank you.
I'm just so thankful for the life of my mother and the legacy that she left behind. My mom passed May 24th of this year, but our family still get together with that love that she showed us and that love that she got from God to show us how to love as God loves. And I was also very thankful to celebrate my 45th class reunion on yesterday.
All right.
Good morning, everybody. I feel grateful for all my brothers in Christ. I feel grateful for the Latin minister. All right. I feel grateful for my wife and my kid. And I feel so grateful to God because His love never changed.
Good morning, church. I am grateful for spiritual growth and awareness. I'm grateful for both my spiritual and biological family, and I am so grateful that I can now call myself a new person in Christ.
Amen.
Good morning, church. I'm grateful for being here with all you guys, for being a disciple. That changed my life, definitely. For my beautiful wife, for beautiful friends I have, and how they encourage me every day to follow Jesus.
Good morning, church. I'm really grateful for the spiritual family that has invited me because of God, you know, and that you forgive me and you love me despite my weaknesses. And I'm really grateful to God that He chose me to be the one to bring salvation to my own family, my biological family, that I love and pray for every day. So I'm just really grateful for that. Thank you.
Morning. I just want to thank God for just how through many changes this year, I've seen many dreams realized. I've seen many challenges, going through many challenges, and through it all, He has upheld my health. He's provided for me financially, and He's kept me safe.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning. I am so grateful that I have an opportunity to be married for 33 years to my best friend and partner, and I have beautiful children. My daughter is a disciple, her husband is a disciple, and they have blessed us with a granddaughter. And the thing that came to my mind first when Larry said, come up and give praise to God, is that my mother is going to be 90 years old, and she's been attending church with us every Sunday. She's the little white-haired lady who sits in the back that everybody helps in. And I thank you so much for the love of the church, our family here, and what she means to me and her future discipleship in the Lord's kingdom. Thank you.
Good morning. We are both grateful
that our son Brett is now
your brother and our brother
in Christ.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm grateful for my salvation in Christ for about 20-something years. I'm grateful just to know who God truly is through Christ. I'm grateful for His Holy Spirit, for God's presence dwelling in me, for different spiritual victories, different victories in life I've had, you know, different blessings, including my awesome, beautiful wife and friend who I can speak to about anything, and we can pray about anything together. My friendships in Christ, in our family group, Manny Ibrahim, Albert Lalai, Dean Lewis, Alberto Orjuela, bunch of brothers. I'm really grateful for my friendships in Christ and how we help each other out and every spiritual victory.
Amen.
Hi. I'm very grateful also for being a disciple for over 20 years, 23, and just how much God has done in my life and changed me and given me my best friend and my husband, who's awesome. And I've seen really how God put us together. And my children, I can't even tell you. Like, it's such a joy to have kids and a husband and my family. And our nephew came yesterday. We haven't talked to him in a couple years. Like, he hasn't really reached out to us. And yesterday he surprised us by coming for Thanksgiving. So it was awesome. Day before.
I am grateful for all of you being in our lives at one point or another. I am grateful to God for my children having gotten baptized, Amen. Becoming brother and sister in Christ for us, for some other teens that have been in my life and rejuvenate my life. I thank you. I'm also very, very grateful to all of you who prayed for my health and for God for healing me. Thank you.
Okay. I'm grateful for each day that God gives me. It's amazing. I am in awe each single day. The blessing of having a great husband,
all right.
And a handsome husband. And just being, God is every day showing me that he can do more than I can ask or imagine. Having three wonderful children, actually five with the in-laws and three grandchildren. And it's more each day that God gives us. Is an amazing God.
Hi, I'm extremely thankful to God for Tina, for the family, of course. What started with Tina and I back in 1972, Thanksgiving was 11. I'd grown to 11, so that's really awesome. And I'm certainly grateful to God for Chuck and Denise for that marriage dynamics course. Is the greatest thing. I suggest everyone here that's married should do it. All right, it is awesome. Thankful to the church. Amen.
Good morning, church. I am. My heart overflows with love for God. I just want to thank him for being everything to me. He's my deliverer, my comforter. And I just want to lift him up this morning. And every praise is to our God. And yeah. I thank God for being who he is, because without him, I would not be here today.
Amen. Thank you.
I am so thankful to God for so many things. First of all, I thank God just for giving me the scriptures that I can read every day and get to know him. I thank God for my husband for giving me a godly man, a man that I can imitate, and I know he will help me make it to heaven. I also thank God for the Clarks, because 27 years ago, they opened their mouths and shared their faith with us. And today we are still standing. So I love you guys. I thank God that he allowed me to have one son, Gabriel Augusta. He's sitting in the back. He's in Bergen Community College, and he's the joy of our lives. I thank God for my family. My sister is here visiting. There's so many things I thank God for. I can't stop, but I will share with y'all later.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. I'm so thankful to so many things that God has blessed me with. A great family, a great wife. I have two sons, and I love them so much. I love the church. I got good friends here, and this is my home.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for his truth and his love. I thank you for the fellowship here, for my family and for my friends. And thank you so much for always being encouraging and inspiring and an example to me. Thank you.
Good morning, church family. I just want to thank God for choosing me, that he took me out of darkness and he gave me his son. And I'm very, very grateful to be a part of this ministry in New Jersey. As you can see, people love me. They take care of me. And the church has taken care of me. When financially things don't go right, I can just go to my friends and they help me. And that's what God did. He laid down his life for his friends. And I thank you for laying down your life for me.
I'm very grateful for the family of believers, our relatives as well. Yesterday we had the opportunity to celebrate our second, that we said last year, family reunion, and it was awesome to get people from all over the place. Didn't know that there were so many of us here in the States. So I'm grateful we had a great time, but I'm grateful for the family of believers. I have spent so much time with so many of you, as we share here, and as I see left and right, I can see so many faces that I have shared time with that have helped me, and I have helped them, that I have built relationship, and there is nothing like family. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hello, everybody. I'm grateful for my salvation. And I'm grateful that when Jesus tells us that I have come to give you life and give you life to the full, I feel like he has given me life to the full. My life is brimming. I feel very grateful to have been able to spend Thanksgiving Day with my immediate family, with my husband, with my kids, with my granddaughter, with my siblings, with their children. It was just great. And most importantly, I'm grateful that my nephew Chuka was here this morning to be at church with us. And also, I got the opportunity to be in a study and with Natalie today. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, she's decided that she wants to really hang on to Jesus and make Jesus Lord of her life. And Jesus just continues to inspire me. And I'm very, very grateful for that.
Amen. Hi, everybody. Okay. Good morning, church. Well, somebody thinks that I have to be grateful, but let me start. First of all, with my wife, a beautiful wife, that she became disciple this year.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
My beautiful daughter Emma Victoria, that was a miracle and a blessing at the same time, against all odds. Also for my son, becoming a man and asking for wisdom for him, so he can really be part of the church.
Yeah.
You want to say anything else? Okay.
Yeah.
And also I'm grateful for the opportunity that God gave to my father. He had cirrhosis, and he had no chance, but God gave another chance to him. And in 9 days, it only took 9 days for him to get a liver transplant.
Wow.
And now he's using his testimony for people to go have a relationship with God.
Good morning, church. I am grateful to God for his love for me. I'm grateful to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm grateful for the blood. I'm so grateful for my spiritual family. I'm especially grateful for my physical family because of the miracles that God has been doing, you know, throughout the years, many, many years. And just this last Thanksgiving, it was just great to have, you know, my sisters in Christ, my kids or my sisters in Christ, stuff like that, their siblings. I'm now a grandparent of three beautiful kids.
Yeah.
The last one is a miracle because she came in at 1 pound, and now she's 5 pounds, 12 ounces. You know, God has been doing miraculous things, and I'm just truly, truly grateful. Thank you.
Good morning, church.
Good morning, Jackie.
There's so much for me to be grateful for. And you know, my motto is, without gratitude, we cannot see God. You know, but I'm just grateful for the church family. I thank so many of you, all of you for praying for me while I go through my surgery and my recovery. And as you can see, you know, I'm really recovering. I'm gonna start jogging soon, so. But I'm thankful for my husband, who's always so supportive. I'm thankful to God for my two children that he's given to us, literally given to us. And the things that I'm learning from them, you know, and the changes that need to be made in my heart. And I'm also thankful for God answering prayers. You know, my prayer was to encourage others. You know, and when we encourage others, we are also refreshed. And just God has just given me people all the time to encourage. So that's what the things I'm thankful for.
Good morning, church. And in addition to that, I just wanted to just thank God, for, you know, just for the church, and also especially for my family, and especially this awesome wife of mine here who've been supporting me, encouraging me through the great times and even the crazy challenging times also. I mean, this is why she's my best friend. And I'm just actually just thankful for God every day for her. And mere words just cannot describe how much I'm just grateful for just the church family as well as my regular family. Just really making point that make that impact in their lives. And even through the challenges, I appreciate the challenges. Thankful for the challenge that God's given me just so be able to learn, to be humble, and just be able to learn from him, and just continue to learn to rely on him, especially just also piggyback, and especially my family, my two beautiful children as well. In addition, my Mrs. Awesome right here, and just also thankful for 29 years in the kingdom. And just didn't realize how long they survived, but just continue to stay in the fight. You know, no matter what, we have to keep fighting, keep persevering. Persevering, that's what it's all about. And just really appreciate all things God has done.
Amen. You guys being encouraged? Oh my goodness. So we'll probably have time only for maybe one or two more besides the people up here. So if something's really on your heart, come on. Otherwise, share it with somebody afterwards. Amen. Go ahead.
Good morning, church. I'm just so grateful for God's healing, and I was ill last year, and you know, with family and friends, you know, by my side, and I just want to thank God for my nieces, my family, and just so great to be in the church for so many years and just still have faith and trust in God.
Amen.
Good morning, church. I have so much to be grateful for. I'm going to start being grateful for Jesus. Because without Jesus, none of us would be here. I mean, he's the reason for the season, right? I want to thank God for this church. You know, I'm not originally from New Jersey. I'm from New York. But I felt so welcomed here. And also, I went on a mission. I don't know if you guys know, but to Dominican Republic. So I was there for like 18, almost 19 years. So, you know, I haven't been able to go back. But God answers prayers, even when you don't say the prayer, it's in your heart. So he brings people like Angel to visit, you know, right. and other friends from Dominican Republic, even from Venezuela, you know, it's like amazing. And I'm very grateful to my friendships in God's kingdom. I'm grateful to the family that I have in the church, like family, not physical family. I feel like the church is my family. I especially want to give thanks for the Garcia family. They've really welcomed, literally welcomed me and my family to their home and to this church. I love you guys. Okay. And I want to thank God because although I have not been able to have children physically, God has given me many children. He gave me stepdaughters, right? Many of you know Ramona. That's my stepdaughter, right? I am so grateful and proud of Ramona. Also, she has a sister, Janet, and I feel like over the years, my friendship with Janet has improved. Pray for her. My prayer is that she and her family will become Christians. Through Janet, I have two granddaughters, and I'm grateful for them. They're miracles of God, too. So I just want to thank God, and I thank God, of course, for my husband. Without my husband, I wouldn't have the stepdaughters, right? My husband is he's a person of noble character, a man who's noble, like the Bible talks about. I've been blessed with a man like that. He's humble. I learned so much from him. I have a lot to learn and imitate.
And I want to thank him for putting up with me and being a support. Okay, and I want to thank God. I'm getting emotional. I want to thank God for Thanksgiving. We can give thanks. We can change our attitude and have gratitude. And that's it.
Yeah, what I'm thankful for, I'm thankful God for giving us 25 years of being in the church, the fellowship. I'm thankful for the friendships. I thank Jackie and Vince for being in my life and my family group. And I also thank Delthea and Hazel for bringing me back 25 years ago. And for the teens, the campus, singles, Marys, and Latin ministry. I just thank God for allowing me to get my job back, because I know I struggled over summer when I lost my job unfairly. But I left it all up to the hands of God that I was able to get my job back. Yes, and I'm also thankful for my family, thankful for my daughter, my godchildren. And I'm thankful for that my godchild next year, she's going to be going to Rutgers, New Brunswick for the pre-campus program at Rutgers in New Brunswick. And I'm just grateful because I was hard on her all for like 5 years now. But I'm coming home with good grades, get your mind off the TV and off the internet, like the kick. The animate, because I said it was all garbage, but I said you need to focus on your education. So I'm thankful to God that I was like able to push her, that she's been coming home with all A's. Yes, so I thank God for everything. Thank you for my family in Christ, and for Adelphia and Hazel, even though they're in North South Carolina church, but I thank them for 25 years, and especially Russ and Sari for still being around in my life, and Juanita and Leo, for still being a part of me. So I thank God each and every day. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. First, I just want to thank God for who he is and how he changes lives. And the reason I'm sharing this is I'm a mom of a special needs child. And in the world, it could feel hopeless. And I feel like it's not hopeless in the church. I feel like God has given me such an amazing family that even when the times are hard, I feel lifted up by God and I feel lifted up by you. So I want to thank you for that. And secondly, I'm so proud of my daughter, who's a disciple. I'm so grateful to God. And just all the things she's teaching me and showing me, and God's allowing me to be humble to see it from her. So I thank you for that. And I thank you for an amazing husband. I thank you for an amazing son. I know you guys don't see him a lot because he does have autism, and it's hard to bring him, but I'm so grateful to God for him as well. So.
Amen. Hi, my name is Michael Ritter from the Brooklyn Ministry. And I'm so thankful for salvation that God has enabled me to rekindle my relationship with him since 2007, just being a disciple for 26 years. And I'm so grateful to be part of his kingdom. I'm thankful for all the relationships in my life, friendships, family, and all the relationships I have had in my life with anyone else, whether it's only for a short time or for a long time, and still continuing today. I am thankful for everyone who has come in my path because they have all helped me become the person I am today. I am even thankful for those people who I ended up not needing in my life or who choose to not be a part of my life because I have experienced so many different types of relationships and learned so much from them. God bless everyone who has ever been a part of my life, no matter how little or how big, and that includes all of us. And I just wanted to thank my beautiful girlfriend Michelle and this ministry that's really, propelling, and she's really endearing to all in this ministry, and especially in her Bible talk, and especially to be steadfast and earnest through prayer, which we regularly do all the time, and I'm so grateful for that, and especially having ample time with friendships that really are in our lives, my discipling partner and his wife in the Brooklyn ministry, and we're looking forward for more endeavors to come within this ministry as well, according to God's timing, and because his timing is perfectly divine in every given way. So I'm so grateful for all the disposals that he has given me, and it's humbling me and getting to know more about everyone else within this ministry. And so I thank you for giving this ample time.
Buenos días, Iglesia. I'm so grateful for God for allowing me to walk with him. I'm so grateful for my husband for his unconditional love. I'm so grateful for my kids, Xiomara, Omar Jr., for his receptive heart to be like Jesus. And of course, I am thankful for my spiritual family, y por los latinos de la iglesia.
Good morning, church. I'm just so thankful to God for who he is and his love for us and just his gift of healing, gift of, you know, his promises. I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for my family, especially for Dennis, who's always been on my side. I'm thankful for my two kids, Stephen and Patricia. I was diagnosed of cancer in 2014, and, you know, for these 2 years, it's been a journey, but then it's also a blessing. Because I just appreciate God more, you know, for just the love that he has shown me just with this family, like just driving me to my treatment or making meals for me or everything, anything that, you know, everything that they did for me, I know it's all from God, and I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for my small group. I'm thankful for my neighbor, Sophie, who's always there. And I just love the whole church, you know, because anywhere I go, everywhere we go, we have a family there. Thank you.
And I'm just so thankful to God for his salvation and just for how he's just been working in my life through all these years. And just for all of you in the church for being in his kingdom. And especially thankful for my family, for my wife, and just for her perseverance just through all of her challenges. And for my kids. That's it.
I'm thankful to God for saving my marriage. Before 9 years ago, my husband and I were broken, torn, and pretty much separated. And I tell you that there's nothing impossible for God. He rebuilt it with his love. And I'm just so grateful for my husband. He's amazing. I'm grateful for my daughter, my teen, who became a disciple. She's going to be a year in December. And I'm just grateful for the family of believers for being so welcoming. We moved here from Harlem, and I can really feel the love. And like the sister said, no matter where you go, the family of God will always be there. Thank you. Amen.
Good morning, church. I just want to thank God just for his unconditional, undying love. I also want to thank God for sparing my life and transforming me. As many of you know, who've known me from my past, I've struggled for decades with my weight. And God has spared my life. He's transformed my life. And I want to thank you for all of your prayers, all of your concern, all of your phone calls, just coming to see me. So if you struggle with the same thing, don't ever forgive. Don't ever give up. Don't ever stop relying on God, trusting God, and just allow that to draw God closer to you. Thank you.
What's good, church? My name is Dominique. You might not know me. I'm from the Lower Westchester Ministry, and I'm visiting today. But I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm, of course, thankful for my family, but also I'm thankful for my friends in the church and all of the churches, especially in the teen ministry, because, like, in them I know I have friends for life, and that's something that you don't really find in the world. You know, it's easy to get lost in, like, fake friends and, you know, drama like that, so I'm really thankful for them. I'm also thankful for that good Thanksgiving dinner, because I'm still enjoying it today, so... And then my mom also doesn't have to cook, so I know she's thankful. What else? I'm also thankful for God, honestly, because I know without him, I would be completely lost. And without him, all of us would be completely lost. Like, he's the reason why we're all here today. He's the reason why we all know each other pretty much. I've been a disciple for 6 months now. Yeah. I had to calculate that on the way up here. I don't know how people randomly know their spiritual age. Like, they'll be like, I'm a disciple for 29 years. I'm like, how do you know that? But anyway, yeah, I'm thankful for that. And yeah.
Hello. I'm a little vertically challenged, but that's okay. Okay. Good morning. I am so grateful for God's grace and His love. He is amazing. I'm grateful for being here today. I did not want to be here, but my husband encouraged me to come.
All right.
And I'm glad I'm here. Through God's love and His grace, He blessed me with Adesina Sampson, married for 13 years, and three amazing children. People didn't think, our family didn't think that we would have children. When man says no, God says yes. A lot of you know me. You guys are my family. You've been there through thick and through thin. I look in the faces and I know all of you have a story and a journey that you're going through. And I'm very, very grateful for life. Yesterday, I don't think I need to share that, but anyway, I'm very grateful for life. Amen. And thankful for all my friends. Thank Amen. You.
I'm extremely grateful. I thank God for the church. I thank God for the relationships. I thank God for this wonderful woman. We've been on this journey now for over 20-something years, you know, disciples. So I'm super grateful, and I can't wait to see what we're going to look like next year.
There you go. There you go.
Hi guys, I'm Robin. I've been a disciple for 7 weeks. I'm so grateful for my family and through all the hardship we've been through, because without that, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And I'm grateful for the compassion that God has for me, and His grace and His love. And I'm grateful for my friends and the people that God's given me in order to show me an example of Christ's love for me. And I'm grateful for a lot of stuff, but especially just the compassion that God has on us through all the situations that we're going through. He listens to us, and He knows everything we're going through, and He's been there Himself. He's been in the situation that we're going through, and He knows everything we're feeling, and He's awesome. So, hey, love you guys.
Hi, guys. My name's Leo, and when Larry asked us to share, it was such an open-ended question that I just sat there. I was thinking, I've been here since 1983, and I've had a lot of highs and lows in my life. And I said, well, what can I share in a minute? You know, 1983, this is 2016, that's a long time. What can I share in a minute? And I thought of the scripture that says, from one man, God made every nation of men. And He determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. And God did this so that men would reach out for Him or seek Him and reach out for Him and perhaps find Him, though He's not far from each one of us. And so I thought about how God in 1983 allowed me to get baptized and baptized my wife. And it's been a journey ever since. And it's been an incredible journey. And God has allowed incredible things to happen. And as I said before, great things and really devastating things. But in all of that, God has protected me and my family, and He's prospered me and my family. And I'm so grateful for my whole family. And I'm not just talking about my nuclear family. I'm talking about my whole family, my church family. Yeah. And that's all I can, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Morning, everybody. My name's Tim. I have so much to be grateful for just this year alone. First, I'm definitely grateful for my wife and just how she puts up with me and takes care of me and does a lot of thinking for me and, you know, just in a good way, like the stuff I don't think about. But I'm grateful for my wife, thankful for my daughter who's growing up and just becoming a little person. I'm grateful for my son who's coming around and, you know, just grateful that God sees fit that I can lead a family despite who I have been. I'm grateful for what I came here to be grateful for was for the people who've put time into my life and into my marriage and into my family. I wanted to thank Andres and Mamsara, Lee and Lovely, Jason and Nikki, Lewis and Tosa, and my mind is spinning. You know who you are. I'm just grateful for the people who have better things to do, but spend time helping us and all of our petty squabbles and big problems. And just, you know, we wouldn't have our family without you. And I wanted to say thank you for that. And lastly, you know, I realized this year I've been very distracted. I've been very, a lot has happened, you know, this year. But I'm grateful for God's grace in that I can, with confidence, start again and be the man that I hope that I can become the man he wants me to be by his grace.
Amen.
Good morning, church. I'll be a disciple 9 months on Tuesday, so I'm grateful for that. I'm really grateful for, it's funny that the brother just shared that, Acts 17, that God marked the boundaries of my land and put me on campus where I would run into disciples. So I'm grateful for that, but mostly I'm grateful for sound doctrine and that God has guarded his Bible for years and that there has been men who started this movement and they didn't care about persecution and didn't care about popular opinion, but they wanted to hold true to the Bible, and that's why we're here. And that we're disciples because people wanted to share the Bible, and now we get to share that gift and the grace and the love of God. So I'm grateful for that, and I get to share that with my family today. So just grateful for this fellowship that you guys hold to the Bible, to sound doctrine, and that we have a special gift and we get to share that with so many people. So thank you.
Good morning, church. My name is Alan. I'm grateful for my wife back there. A few months ago, she decided to quit her job to stay home full time to raise our kids. And knowing her, that was a challenging move. I'm grateful for, you know, 21 years ago, Addison met me at school, and we studied the Bible, and I became a Christian. So thank you for him as well as his wife. They're like very close to us right now. I'm grateful for the church, my sister Elsie, who you know, decided to become a disciple 2 years back. Grateful for everybody that's been in our lives, Shay and I, Chris and Ho Chi, our small group. I mean, we have an incredible small group. We have a lot of fun and a blast. So I'm really grateful for all these things. Thank you.
Hello, good morning. I'm Cheryl, and I have so much things to be thankful to God. But one thing is I'm grateful to God for bringing me here in New Jersey and to be part of this awesome church. And thank you for welcoming me. And I thank you. I thank for my husband, Jamie Roberts. Yeah. And I thank God for giving me also my very first new job here in New Jersey. And thank you all.
Good morning, church. My name is Dennis. I come in from Dominican Republic. I have here 2 years, and I'm so grateful for the to learn English. That's very great for me. And thanks for my family, for my Christian family. Thank you for your welcome. And I thank you for God. That's so great. It's an incredible God. Thank you so much.
Good
morning, church. My name is Takora. I don't know many of you because I'm from Brooklyn and we've been here for a few years and we're still getting to know our large family, so I'm grateful for that. But I'm grateful for God's love. At the end of the day, I would never, ever be who I am today. I would not be a mother. I would not be a disciple. I would not be honest. I would not be helpful. There's so many things about me that's just because of God. And for me to take anything away from what God has given me to say that I did it would be a total disaster and not true. So I have to say thank you because you're examples. And I hate talking because I always cry. So I prefer one-on-ones. They're a little bit more intimate. But anyway, and he's over here taping me on top of that. But anyway, okay. So at the end of the day, I just want to say thank you because honestly, if you don't see someone else fighting, it's hard to keep fighting. And so I thank you for your efforts. I thank you for your love. And mostly I have to tell you, if anyone doesn't know my husband, he's probably the most patient provider I have ever met in my life. He's not a hardliner. He's not a pusher. But he's a fighter. And he's it's a great example for me. And I love you.
Good morning. My name is Ronald Dumay. I am Haitian from Brooklyn. So shout out to all the Haitians also. I am grateful. When I came up here, I was thinking about my wife, because she's my everything, you know. We have three wonderful daughters. My household is the best place on earth because they make it. And I'm very grateful for you. Thank God for you. I couldn't be who I am without you. So I thank God for you. Thank you. You're awesome. I don't think there's no better wife out there. I love you. The other thing I just wanted to share is I've been a disciple for 17 years. I got baptized in the teen ministry. And honestly, one of the things I know that keeps me along is to see certain people that were here when I became a disciple. Shamir, Tim, Rachel, some of the other teens around, Jahan. For me, like, it gives me strength because you know that, okay, we're all in it together. And as we grow, as we mature, we become parents and stuff to see those same people going with you. You know, I can't imagine how it's going to be in heaven. So thank you guys for being faithful. It may not be said often, but you are seen. And we thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Amen. Let's have the singers come up here. And it's good to be grateful. I hope you're encouraged. I am. You know, his love endures forever. Let's say that together again. His love endures forever. Our brother Elder Lewis is going to share.